Welcome to Story Quest. Today's story master is
Arabella,
and the story title they came up with is
The Naughty Football Kit.
No, you can't wear your kit to Katie's party. You'll have to change. George was really annoyed. His mum had made it quite clear that his football kit was for football only. Not for parties. Not for hanging out with friends. Just for football, George. He loved his kit and wanted everyone to know he was an amazing player. He had his name on the back and everything. It looked brilliant. Feeling pretty frustrated, George packed his kit away and went downstairs. The TV was on and it was showing the news. His dad was asleep in his chair. The news must be boring, thought George. There has been a spate of daring rescues in Yorkshire, said the newsreader. We have no idea who is performing these rescues, but they must be clever, strong, and they probably had superpowers. Yesterday, the lady who runs the post office was saved from a muddy puddle. Superpowers? George was excited and jealous at the same time. There was someone going around Yorkshire with superpowers. They must be pretty super, thought George, because Yorkshire is a big county. But also, George would have loved superpowers himself. When George got to Katie's party, everyone was talking about the mysterious person, the superhero, who had been going around saving people. Someone thought it might be Charlie Tucker's dad, because he's really strong and really good at running. He did a marathon once and everything. But then they found out that Charlie's dad was at work when that day's rescue had happened. It couldn't be Charlie's dad. He had been busy filling teeth because he's a dentist. George barely slept that night. The thought of a superhero living somewhere near him was too exciting. The next day at school, George was pretty tired, which was really annoying because he had football practice at lunchtime. When the lunch bell went, George took out his football kit. But something was wrong. When he took out the kit, he noticed his kit was muddy, but his mum had washed it 2 days ago and put it in his school bag. How could it be muddy? Mr. Griffiths, the PE teacher, told George off for having a messy kit.
You should be having that kit washed properly, son. I can barely read your name on the back of it, he said.
George didn't argue. Maybe he dropped the kit. How had he got mud on it? Mum had been very clear the football kit can only be used for football. On the way home that evening, the wind started to blow. And then out of nowhere, a figure appeared. George, is it? Said a voice. Yes, who are you? George's voice trembled as he confronted this strange figure. Hello, George. Thank you for the load on your football kit. I'm the guardian. I help people. George was startled. Where did you come from? How did you get here? The guardian stood tall and said, I can teleport, and I can control the elements and matter. I can move things, and I can move very fast, very, very fast. I've been sent to use my powers for good, but I cannot be found out. I come from another realm, another dimension, and if those who knew me in that dimension found out that I am here, I'll be in very, very deep trouble. George's mind was blown. He knew exactly who this was. He now knew exactly why his football kit was so muddy. The guardian had been using it when he rescued the lady from the post office. But why are you telling me this? George asked.
Because, George, your football kit is special. It's the only football kit I can fit into. And I need to wear something that doesn't look like it comes from my dimension. If I'm sent back, I'll be in trouble, and I won't be able to help anymore.
Wow, that's awesome, George said. He was a bit more excited now. He just made friends with the superhero, and his football kit was the Guardian's disguise.
I'll be back soon, the Guardian's voice echoed slightly as the wind picked up pace, and then nothing. The Guardian was gone.
Over the coming weeks, there were many more incredible rescues. For once, George started watching the news, and he saw pictures of kittens being rescued from up trees. A whole group of people saved from an avalanche and 10,000 custard cream biscuits saved from being crushed by a runaway steamroller. Each time, the Guardian was there, and he was doing it all in George's football kit. Before long, people on George's football team started to notice that his kit was just like the Guardian's disguise. Hey, George, are you Trent Copy, superhero off news? The other kids from the football team thought George was trying to copy. But George knew the truth. He wasn't copying this at all. His kit was the actual disguise worn by the Guardian, but he wasn't going to say anything. Then one Thursday at football practice, George walked out onto the pitch and there was a loud rumbling noise. Then a clap of thunder, then a flash of lightning. And then, well, it's hard to describe, but to George's surprise, a portal to another dimension opened in the middle of the football pitch. Not that George knew what it was. It was just a weird blue light that was in a sort of circle. Out of the portal came two dark figures. They pointed at George.
Get back to our world now, they boomed.
George didn't know what to say. I can't do that. We're playing St. Jude's Primary tomorrow and they're really good. I've got to get my practice in. It turns out when someone talks to you from another dimension, mentioning the next football match you are playing in is a bad idea. There was more thunder and lightning, and then George was swirled around and around and around. It felt like he was flying and falling at the same time. He felt dizzy, as if he was going to be sick. And then, who are you? Came a voice. I could ask the same thing, said George. He was in a sort of room, except it wasn't a room. It was more like an area with shapes all around. It was very difficult to describe another dimension, after all. You, well, sort of have to go there to know what it's really like. We were looking for someone, but it's not you. You are not the Guardian. Where is the Guardian? George got a bit scared. I don't know, but you've got to be nice to him. He's done lots of good things and he's helped people. There was a silence, an uncomfortable silence. George didn't know what to say, so he kept quiet and waited. But nothing was said. Nothing at all. After about a minute of no one speaking, there was a familiar sound. The wind was blowing, and then he heard a voice. Thank you, it said. It was the Guardian. George was relieved and confused. But thanks for what? The Guardian explained that he was going to be forgiven for travelling to another dimension. George's words had convinced those in charge that the Guardian should be given another chance.
We need to send you back now, George.
The Guardian looked sad. George looked at his feet. The Guardian had brought George's school bag with him so he could go home with it. George asked if he could go and change before he went home, and he went to a sort of changing room. I say changing room, it was more of a separate area with some shapes around it. It's hard to describe if you've not been there. You see, it's another dimension. George came out of the changing area with his school uniform on. Before I go, he said, I want to give you this. George handed the Guardian his football kit. I want you to have this. My mum will be really cross, but it feels like you did more good with it than I. You can remember all the things you did for everyone whenever you wear it. The Guardian's face lit up with a smile. Thank you, George, and good luck tomorrow when you play St. Jude's Primary. Thank you to Arjun for coming up with a genius character,
the Guardian.
Big and strong. Other dimensions. And thank you to Arabella for a fantastic story idea. If you have a character you'd love to see in one of our stories, make sure you send it over to us at funkidslive.com using our character creator. Well, Arabella, you are our story master this week with the naughty football kit. Tell us, where did the idea come from?
Well, it came from when I was playing football and I just thought of the idea.
So a naughty football kit, how can a football kit be naughty, do you think?
Well, it could maybe like make the player like run in the opposite direction that they need to run or score goals for their team. But
yeah, there's a lot of options there, because with a football kit, right? You've got the top, then you've got the shorts, then you've got the socks, then you've got the boots. You might have a captain's armband or goalkeeping gloves. What do you think is the naughtiest part of a football kit?
Probably the boots.
Why?
Well, because basically the boots control like whatever you're doing, like So they could make sure that your feet go the wrong way to and put the make basically like score goals in the wrong direction if they get the ball.
Of course. Well, it's been an absolute treat, Arabella. We love doing the Naughty Football Kit. Thank you so much for being our story master this week.
You're welcome.
Got an idea for a story? Tell us the title at funkidslive.com/storyquest and we could bring your story to life. For a new story each week, make sure you hit subscribe or follow so you don't miss a single episode.